He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We have a crazy show for you. This is something that everybody needs, but you probably don't have, and you probably never heard of it. So let's take a look right off the bat on camera, too. This is called the Meridian Energy Pen. That's right, the Meridian Energy Pen. This is one crazy gadget, I got to tell you. And depending upon who you are and who you aren't, this may work and it may not work for you. Let's take a look at this gadget. This is what the pen actually looks like. And it is battery operated. There's no question about that. And the battery actually goes here on the bottom. Pretty simple. That pops off. So the battery's going to go just like that. We use the Duracell Energy batteries because I think they're the best. And that's just going to screw right on there like so. Okay. And after you put the battery in, this just screws on there like so. Pretty simple. And this is how you turn it on. Actually, there's a button here. I think you can see that. It says positive and negative. So positive is going to give you more of a zap. And this is actually an acupuncture pen. So this is the positive. This is the negative. And there's a little indicator light right here. Let's turn this indicator light on so we can see exactly what's going on here. So we're going to turn it on. And as you can see, it says zero, so nothing is actually happening. So now we're going to turn the pen to 1, 2, 3, and it will go all the way up. And the larger the number, the more zap you get. And basically, this puts out a sine wave, if you will, or a derivative of the sine wave. And you're going to put this where you have the pain. And henceforth, it's called the meridian line. And we'll show you what this book actually says about it. So we're going to turn this off for 1 second here. And this is the booklet that actually comes with it. And it's quite complete, actually. It's called the Meridian Energy Pen. And it's an acupuncture pen. And if you open this book up, it's an excellent manual. It tells you all the benefits that you will get from the pen. And it actually shows you how to use it, which I just did. It's pretty simple. But it shows you what's called the yin and the yang. And these are lines that actually every part of your body you will find in here, and some parts that you may not have known about. But it tells you the pain, the pressure points, if you will, where this can be applied and make you feel better, hopefully relieve your pain. It is not a TENS machine. A TENS machine typically requires two or more probes, if you will, that attach to your skin through a gel. And the current goes all the way through. This pen is a little different. This actually pulsates directly through the tip. Now, what's nice about this particular device is it comes with two different heads. So let's take a close-up of that. As you can see, I have the wider head here. This is actually still on. Ah, yeah, because it's on one, but I can feel the electricity coming through that. So we'll definitely turn that off here. You got to hold it for a couple seconds. Okay, so that is on zero. It's off now. And the pen actually has heads, so this unscrews. And this actually comes with two heads. This is a smaller head. So if you want to get into a particular part of your hand or your knee or your neck, this is what you would use. And again, it sends out electricity, a pulsating electricity. And the higher the number, the greater the pulse, if you will. And this actually, for me, does work well. On occasion, I have some hip pain, or I could even have a headache. And you know, you put this on the back of your neck, or if you need a wider area, you can actually use some gel and conductor gel, and you can rub it if you have tennis elbow like that. And I think, you know, the way in theory that it works is the larger the number, the more you can take. the better it will actually be for you. But everybody's different. So, you know, because I might use 11 or 12, you know, 10 or 11 or 4 or 5 doesn't mean that that's going to be your actual setting. As I said, the manual is quite complete, and it looks like a piece of junk. It's actually made fairly well when you see how much it costs. But I have had headaches, and some of my friends have had headaches, tension headaches or whatever. And actually, I do have a friend that has tennis elbow, and he said this has brought tremendous relief, even more relief than a TENS machine. So again, everybody's different. I can't say that this is actually for you, and I'm certainly not a doctor in any way, shape, or form. But people have experienced relief for this. Now, let's take a look at a couple things here on the website. This is a website called Altered States, and this actually gives you a lot of information about this Meridian pen and what diseases can be helped or issues can be helped using acupuncture. So again, these are the different areas in your hand, the pressure points, if you will, that will actually show you where you can actually put the pen, the acupuncture pen, and have this hopefully help. Again, there's a zillion acupuncture points, so it should work for you. I can't guarantee that it will, but it's pretty interesting, and there's a good shot of all the zillion pressure points that there are. And again, I'm not a massage therapist. I'm not a, I have nothing to do with this other than I have used the pen, and I've had fairly decent results with it. Let's take a look and see what they cost. You can actually get this pen, and you know what? They're all the same, pretty much. This is called the Nikola pen. I think it's after Nikolai Tesla. Who knows? This one sells for $10.69, so you're not exactly going to break the bank, you know, if you try the pen out. And I know a lot of people have actually bought them on eBay. Three or four of my friends have bought these on eBay, and they run anywhere from $10 to $16. This one is a variation where you actually can get a variety of different tips to go into the various places that you may need them to go. But if you look on the internet, you'll see a whole bunch of these pens. Here's one for $11.42, and they're all pretty much the same. I mean, this is the format that I have. I'm sure that the guts of all of these, and they're all probably made in China. Again, here's one that's this is a U.S. seller, but they work pretty good. You want to get free shipping. Here's one that sold 1,297 of them. So people are buying them, and supposedly they work well. I've used it for a headache. I've used it for some really nasty hip pain that I've had, and I have to say it did give me some relief. So if you know someone that has headaches or just could use an acupuncture pen, you could throw it in your purse or in your suit coat or whatever you want. They're definitely portable, and it works quite well. And believe me, if you put this up to 8 or 9, you can feel it, no question about it. So I thought it was a neat little gadget, and it's been real handy, especially for the tension headaches. You know, if you want to get right in the back there, or, you know, right in the temples or whatever. Pretty cool gadget. So let's take a look at some apps of the day. Here we have a great app. This is called Thrive, and very interesting premise here. Thrive is an app that's going to thrive, if you will, to take back control of your life by giving you the tools and setting boundaries with technology so you can get connected back to reality and maybe to yourself. This app basically is going to put time limits on some of the the apps that you're using, and it will block phone calls, it will block emails, it will set up times to block them. Pretty interesting app. This is totally free. This is available, to my knowledge, on all platforms, the iOS, and also, of course, it's available on the Android platform. So you may want to check that out. Here's an interesting app. Again, this is used with both the iOS and the Android operating system. This is called Microsoft Launcher. You may have remembered this is called Arrow Launcher, but this, with this app, you can personalize primarily your Android device, it says here, and match your wallpapers, theme colors, icon packs, and more with your Microsoft account. So everything would be color balanced. I'm pretty sure this also works on the iPhone, but it's an interesting app. I did load it. I got bored with it pretty quick, but some people swear by this, and it is made by Microsoft, so it's not a hunk of junk per se, but you have to determine that for yourself. This is a great app. I love this app. I use this all the time. I use this actually on my iPad. It will work on the iPhone. This is a free app. It's called Instapaper. This thing is really cool. Instapaper is the simplest way to save and store articles for reading offline, on the go, anytime or anywhere, and it perfectly formats any of the articles that you save. Instapaper is for the iPhone, the iPad, and it will optimize the text view so it makes your reading really clear. And it will allow you to strip away the clutter, take parts of the web page, if you will, that have photographs or diagrams and things that you don't want. And as you can see here, it will add color in the background, and sometimes that really helps in reading articles rather than the black and the white. So it's called Instapaper. It's totally free, and it's really good. I really, really like it, and you should try this out if you do a lot of reading of different web pages or articles. It's excellent. It really is. Another app that I'm using a lot now is this Notability. This is $10. It's not cheap, but if you do takes or if you do note taking or annotations, and I do a lot of that, this is just like making your iPad a freehand notebook. And if you have the Apple Pen, this works really well with it, and you can even annotate PDFs. So that's why I use it. Save time multitasking enables you to take notes while you research, read a textbook, or even watch a lecture while editing. You can view other files. You can drag and drop, move files, text files, photos, GIFs, web pages, and pretty much any kind of file at all. It's 3D, especially if you have the pen. You can just drag and do all kinds of crazy things with it. You can actually record on this app, verbally record into the microphone. So it's pretty cool. It will sync with the iCloud, I know that. And I think it's probably pound for pound the best app if you are using the pen, either on the iPhone or the iPad. I like the iPad because it has more real estate, so there you go. Now, this next app is an app that's called PolySpeak, and this is primarily available. It's free. It's for the iOS, you know, for any of Apple device. But PolySpeak is a lightweight and easy-to-use translation keyboard for your smartphone. You type your text and select the language that you want, and it will also translate it into a different language just by clicking on what language it is that you want. You click the translate button if you want it in Italian or Hungarian or whatever you want. There's a huge plethora of languages that you could choose from. It works real well. I haven't had any blips with it whatsoever. And if you're looking for a cool app that's free, a lot of these charge bucks for that, but PolySpeak is totally free, and so far it's worked quite well. It really has. Now, the last app is $2.89, and this is only available on the on your iOS. I use this app all the time. If you have a photograph, it's always, especially if you take it on the iPhone, it's going to mark, unless you have your location services off, it's going to mark exactly where that photo was. Well, there's certain situations where you don't want the photo, people to know where that photo was taken or where you are for the most part. So what this will do, no location, what it will do is if you want to protect your privacy on the photos, then Non-Location is a simple app that will help you do this. It's easy to use, and it just takes a couple seconds. Now, basically, what you're going to do is you're going to find the photo that you want, and you're going to open up No Location, and you're just going to click on it, and bang, that's the end of it. It will wipe out any of the geographical location information that's on this. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty good. $2.99. $2.89 is not going to break the bank, I hope. and you may very well like that. Now, there are a bunch of other apps that have just come out in the last, I would say, 2 to 3 months that are very similar. I'm testing those out now, and two of those apps are free. So if you're interested in removing the data, the geographical data from your photos, stay tuned, because I may have a free version of that, although $3 shouldn't set you back too bad, and this one does work. But also, that geographical data is called EXIF data, or EXIF file. That's EXIF, and that literally stands for the geographical location. It will also give information about your shutter speed, your f-stop, the ISO, things like that. But this will completely eradicate, no location app will completely eradicate any of that EXIF information on any of the photos that you've taken on your iOS device. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I have about two more shows this coming week. I have an interview coming up, and that should be an interesting show with the Kodak folks. And we're still trying to get the people in that have that motion sickness band, if you will, the relief band. I'm hoping to get those people on next week, but we're just having trouble scheduling. So in any event, thank you so much for tuning. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.